I grew up over on the west side of St. Paul. I went to Creighton High School right in St. Paul and played football there. And of course, the colors at Creighton High School are the same as the Vikings color, purple and gold. And it was during a time when it was like the Tarkenton period, the Bud Grant period. It was a great time for the Vikings. It was a great time to be a Vikings fan. After I graduated from Creighton, went to West Point, and then graduated in 1980, commissioned as an infantry officer, and served through a variety of infantry positions, and from second lieutenant all the way up now to general officer. It's been a great way to see the world. It's been a great way to serve the country, and it's a life that we really love. It's important to understand that, you know, our military, the Department of Defense, is a values-based organization. So, you know, we bring to these places we go, we bring our American values, we bring all of our values that kids, you know, our members grow up with in the towns that they come from around our country. And so they bring all this goodness with them when they come. That's what gets me out of bed every day, is the opportunity to come and work with these great young people that come out of cities and villages and towns around our country. I think what the Vikings have meant to us is given us a connection back to our home. You usually find an NFL game happening during the football season, so it's a way of connecting back to Minnesota and back to what the Vikings represent and really what this great area here represents. So.
He sounded the yaller horn to kick off today's game. Please join us in saluting St. Paul native, four-star general, Joseph Botel.